My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, and I will have my vengeance.
The history of the Roman Empire, which spans hundreds of years and multiple continents, is chronicled in statues and monuments its citizens left behind. And many can be found right here in Saskatoon.
This is their ticket to seeing these magnificent sculptures in the flesh.
Tracine Harvey is the director and curator for the Museum of Antiquities at the U of S. She explained that most of the 160 ancient sculptures the museum has are replicas created from molds taken directly from the original pieces.
This is the actual height of the Venus de Milo with all of her blemishes.
Standing right next to it, I can tell you I would never be able to tell the difference between the original and the replica here at the U of S.
Students have access to this material even if they can't make the expensive trip abroad.
And it's not just students that are able to take in the ancient artworks. The public is welcome to visit the museum without an expensive admission.
My goal as director is to maintain the accessibility of this collection free to whoever wants to come and see it.
The museum is found in the Peter MacKinnon Building in the university, and many people don't even know it's here. This hidden gem is home to not only ancient art replicas, but also original artifacts.
We have the 4,000-year-old false door from an Egyptian tomb. We have the largest collection of ancient glass in Western Canada, and also pottery.
And some of these artifacts can even be handled by the public, encouraging a close-up look to pieces crafted thousands of years ago.
There's nothing like holding a 2,000-year-old coin in the palm of your hand.
And you too can do that Saturday with the museum's Medieval Times event hosted in the U of S Bowl.
We try to make things as interactive for people as possible and to sort of recreate like a small little medieval village in the bowl so that people can kind of immerse themselves in the culture.
The museum will be celebrating its 50th birthday next year with an expansion of the antiquity collection in the works.
We're going to get the Law Code of Hammurabi. Hopefully we'll attract some law people to see the first law code.
While the ancient world is thousands of years in the past, when I'm standing here, it feels more alive than ever.
We're in the middle of Saskatchewan in the prairies. To be able to have this opportunity to take a step back in time to see these statues in the flesh, really, is a great pleasure for a lot of people and a great surprise.
In Saskatoon, I'm Alex Brown.